I thought yesterday God brought this to my heart so clear and so good that I thought if I were to preach last night, if I'd had to preach a prayer service or anything, I'd have preached in John chapter 3. Well, I didn't have to preach, and Brother Havis got up and preached in John chapter 3. Well, I'm going to take you back to John chapter 3 tonight. Let's read. There was a man. I want you to notice there was a man. One man. Amen. A man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Amen. Havis preached on that the first month, third day of 95 on Tuesday night. I've got the notation here in my Bible. Amen. Preached on that part last year. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Notice, he's still talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, still talking to Nicodemus, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? He had a master's degree. Amen. He was a master. Jesus knew that by the word of knowledge or supernatural revelation. Amen. Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen. And ye receive not our witness. In other words, don't believe what we say. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, still talking to Nicodemus, one man, amen, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Still preaching to one man, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Don't you know? Don't you imagine that old Nicodemus was getting shook up by now? Man, men came back to their superiors sent to arrest Jesus. They said, never a man spake like this man. They were just listening on the fringes. Here's a man sitting right in front of him. Amen. Getting both barrels point blank. Amen. Whew. I mean, amen, the sword of the Spirit is cutting, gwine, and a-coming. Amen. Attacking the defenses of one man. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is not a camp meeting he's preaching to, even though this has been preached in probably as many camp meetings as any other text in the Bible. This is not thousands of people. No, it's not 5,000 men besides the women and children. This is one man that he's preaching to. Amen. And he's unloading the whole load on this one man. Praise God. And this is the condemnation that lighteth. Did I read the 18th? Amen. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth light. Amen. My. Neither cometh to light, lest his deeds should be reproved. He that doeth truth cometh to light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to notice the utter, profound truths that Jesus preached to one man. Praise God. This shows Jesus' care for the individual soul. Amen. This shows that Jesus could take time to talk to one person and give him such great, profound depth of understanding of the plan of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You got to hand it to Nicodemus. He said, no man can do these miracles except God be with him. I'll tell you what. He wasn't as brassy as some in this day. Amen. There's a whole bunch of preachers right in Hamilton. If a prophet came through town healing the sick and casting out devils like they have in the past, they would rise up with one voice and say, it's of the devil. Amen. All through the years, maybe not so much now, amen, as it was in bygone years, but we was the sect everywhere spoken against. With almost one voice, they rose up and said, speaking in tongues is of the devil. Amen. That holiness bunch is of the devil. The miracles they perform, they're doing it by the power of the devil. Amen. And somebody else rose up among us and said, if it's of the devil, the devil's got converted. Amen. He's changed his tactics. Praise God. Amen. And you know that's not so. Amen. The thief cometh but for to steal and kill and destroy. I'll tell you one thing. You got to hand it to old Nick here. Amen. He had enough common horse sense to know that what Jesus was doing had to be of God, because nobody could do those miracles except God be with him. Amen. Glory to God. Someone asked a little girl if she believed, amen, that Jesus really turned water into wine. And she said, I may not know so much about that, but I can show you where the Lord turned beer into milk. My daddy got saved, praise God. Amen. And it changed things around our house. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. When a man gets saved one Sunday, gets a baptism of the Holy Ghost next Sunday, quits his drinking, chewing, cussing, and fighting and stealing. Amen. Hallelujah. The next Sunday takes a Bible under his arm and begins to preach to everybody he meets the saving gospel of the Son of God. Amen. That's a miracle, brother. The devil's not in that kind of business. Praise God. If that's of the devil, he done got converted. Praise God. Whoo, glory. He said, no man. Well, he was building on a good foundation. But if he was resting on his laurels, the laurels, of his alleged horse sense, his ability to reason a few things out. Amen. Jesus shook the laurels right off his head when he said, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. Amen. And Jesus proceeded to utter some of the most profound truths ever uttered from the Word of God. Amen. To an old amen. Pharisee. A master in Israel. That knew just about everything you could know about the law and the word up to that time. Amen. He shook him right down to his toenails. Amen. And said, you gotta be born again. Praise God. Amen. Now there ain't very many that go as far as Nicodemus that know as much as he knows. And as far as he is and as deep as he is in his religion. There ain't very many will admit they need help from anybody else. Praise God. He was on a good foundation when he came to Jesus by night. At least he was laying a good foundation. To get help. Praise God. To get something better. Amen. If Jesus shook him till his teeth rattled and told him he had to be born again, and Nicodemus spluttered out in protest, can a man be born a second time, enter into his mother's womb a second time, be born again? Jesus said, if you did, you'd be in the same shape you are now. You'd still be flesh. You're going to have a spiritual birth. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Praise God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Be born in the flesh a dozen times, still be flesh. As the Indians teach, be reincarnated a million times. Amen. To every bug, lizard, and creeping, crawling thing that ever lived until you finally make it back up to some kind of a man-like creature, and you still won't be one iota ahead of where you was when you started, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, even if it's reincarnated. Amen. Still flesh. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's any compliment to say that your mother was reincarnated in a cow. Amen. That's why they don't eat those cows. That's why they're starving to death in India. Their economy's in a crash dive most of the time. Amen. I mean, you can't hardly drive through the streets of Calcutta for roaming cattle. Amen. Because it might be grandpa, it might be grandma. Amen. They give the right away to the cows. Amen. I don't think it's any compliment to say that you was reincarnated into a cow, sheep. And that's a higher order of reincarnation. Amen. If you're not too good, you might turn into a bug. Or a worm. Or a snake. Amen. And so they're kind to dumb animals. because they don't know which one of their ancestors is crawling through the house. Amen. Amen. Might be Uncle Joe. He's a rat. Amen. Amen. Aunt Susie is a mouse. Sister Collins has got a long-eared, skinny one up there at the house. Amen. And finally made it in. He's kind of bold and hungry. You can hear him gnawing. Broad open daylight. And she just screams and hollers and stomps and makes an awful fuss. I hate him, she says. I hate him. He just goes on gnawing. Amen. Amen. By Indian lore, wife, that might be one of your ancestors come to see you. Amen. Even if it was, still be flesh. No compliment. Amen. I mean, they come to the United States and get educated and become doctors and surgeons. Amen. And either stay in the United States or go back to India, an intellectual worshiper of the spirits of their loved ones reincarnated into animals. Amen. The college and the higher institutions of learning didn't help them one bit. Amen. They go back to Africa, an intellectual idolater. Amen. That which is flesh is flesh. Amen. And no matter if you was born a man or a woman, every time it's flesh. Jesus has got the battering ram out, and he is battering down the defenses of one of the masters in Israel. That means he is a learned teacher. He is an educated teacher. He has the equivalent of a master's degree. Jesus discerned it. Art thou not a master? Art not thou a master in Israel? And don't you understand these things? Amen. Quote the whole book of four books, first four books of the Bible, most of the prophets. Amen. All that Moses revealed and more too. Quote the Talmud and the law. Amen. And the glory to God. Still didn't understand. But Jesus didn't hold back on him. Even though he was an unregenerate sinner, he needed to be born again. Amen. I had a brother in Dale, Illinois, went to my church, Brother Lee Irvin. If I've heard him say it once, I've heard him say it 20 times, almost every Sunday. We'd go down to Lee and Flossie's house to eat, and he got it fixed in his head some way or other that Paul was saved twice. That he was saved under the law and saved under grace. Amen. And almost every Sunday we'd be talking about the things of God. Amen. And Brother Lee Irvin would come across again. Paul was saved twice. Matter of fact, you know, he was saved under the law and saved under grace. No, he was not. Amen. He was lost. That's why he had to count everything but dung that he might win Christ. Praise God. Christ is the answer. Amen. And oh, praise God. He gives him that wonderful lesson of the Spirit. Amen. Said the wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest sound thereof, canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He preached that. To one man. I mean, he gave him the whole load. Amen. Really. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master in Israel? Knowest not these things? Verily I say unto you, we speak the things we do know and testify the things we have seen. And you receive not our witness. I've told you earthly things. You believe not. How should you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? There's just something about the logic of Jesus in this argument that after he said it, there was nothing else left to say. There was no questions left that were viable or excusable. Amen. When Jesus got done speaking. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? It worked. I tell you what, he got him. He unloaded both barrels on him, but he got him. Oh, hallelujah. He leveled down at him with his machine gun, and he let go, praise God, with machine gun rapidity, but he got him. Glory to God. Nicodemus was born again. Amen. I've told you earthly things. How shall you believe if I tell you heavenly thing? That's why he preached in parables. So we could understand heavenly things. Amen. So he used earthly stories, parables, to teach us spiritual depths. Oh, the wonder of it all. No man that ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. I mean, he told that sinner, that man about to believe, about the condescension, the incarnation of the Son of God into human flesh. Praise God. He unloaded that on that unregenerate man. Amen. You say, don't preach that way, sinners. They can't understand. Don't fool yourself. They know more than you think they do. They understand more than you think they do. They know more about us than you think they do. Amen. Even a sinner knows if we're a hypocrite or not. Amen. They know. They may lie about it. The devil may use them to lie about it, but they know. Amen. They know. Listen to this. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. He said that to one man. Praise God. Moses preached it, praise God, to a whole camp of Israelites. Millions of them. All they had to do was look and live. Those copper serpents, amen, those snakes, that when they bit a man, it was just a matter of seconds, minutes. It was curtains. There was no hope. Amen. They said, we've sinned. Amen. And here Jesus takes the only allusion in the Bible, the only type that Jesus ever made of himself to an unclean animal. Never in any other scripture from Genesis to Revelation, in all of the sacrifices and all the types and antitypes, never did he use any unclean animal as a type of Christ. Men might, but he didn't, except for this one lone exception. Praise God. He made himself like the serpent in the wilderness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why did that bunch in the wilderness have to look at that serpent? They had to acknowledge they had sinned and accept God's remedy for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus allude to a serpent as himself, even as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness? Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen. He became sin for us. He took our sin and thus became God's remedy for sin. Oh, the wonder of it all. Hallelujah. And all they had to do was look, and the poison lost its venom. All they had to do was look, and death lost its power. And tonight, on a Saturday night, the 6th of January, 1996, no matter who you are, just one little person, one little man, one little woman, one little boy, one little girl, all you have to do is look and live. Look to Jesus, the Bible said, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. You know what the problem is in much of the world today? You know why people's got so many crazy ideas, enough crazy ideas to kill them? Mark was talking about some of them, and amen, and Mike was talking about some of them a while ago. People all over the world, I see them everywhere, go back down home, poor old country folks, got so many crazy ideas, enough to kill them. Ought to know better. Well, I believe this, and I believe that, and I believe something else. The curse of God is upon them because they ought to know better. Amen. You know what the problem is? They don't want to look to Jesus and admit they need a Savior. Admit they need a cure for their sins. They're like the man in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, that Brother Cobb went back to invite the altar and said, "Don't you want the Lord to save you from your sin?" And he looked up at him and said, "I like my sins," with a silly grin on his face. Amen. Somebody went back to Wes Murphy, a distant cousin of mine. Incidentally, Wes did get saved and baptized while he was in the rest home. He was in the same rest home my mom was. I'd go down and see him once in a while. Wes was a distant cousin of mine when he was in the second grade. When he was 18 years old, he was still in the second grade and still couldn't read. And I would tell him the words. Wes was slow, but he went to school. I asked him how old he was in the rest home. He said, "I don't know, but my sister knows." I said, I guarantee you I can guess, Wes, amen, how old you are. And I guessed because I knew he was 18 years old when I was 7. And so I just added that to my own age, amen. And the lady that was standing there said, "I think you got it pretty close, amen." And so I guessed his age. They went back to Wes in the old country meeting. And he said, "Wes, do you want to go to hell?" He looked up and said, "Yeah." That's the way he got rid of his pursuers. Yeah. Silly grin on his face. I'm glad God overlooked the ignorance of Wes and saved him. He never did learn to read and write, but boy, he could make more marks on a blackboard. And when ciphering match came on Friday, and all the kids participated in a ciphering match, and the last one standing at the blackboard won. When Wes came up, it was his turn. He had the choice. What did he want to contest his opponent with? And he said, "I want to make marks." And Wes made a mark going up and one coming down. And brother, he could make them fast. And he covered that blackboard with marks, and he made more marks than any of his opponents. But when the next man got up and chose addition, subtraction, multiplication, Wes had to sit down because all Wes learned to do was make marks. But did you know that God so loved the world that he reached down, amen, at the Fulton County Care Center in Salem, Arkansas, and save Wes that didn't even know how old, couldn't count money, didn't even know how old he was. I had to tell him how old he was. Amen. But God saved Wes. Isn't God wonderful? Amen. Praise God. Someday we'll be going down the streets of glory and we'll see somebody that looks like a king in a gilded chariot with a snow-white stallion with sparks a-flying from the streets of gold as they fly like the eagle through the New Jerusalem. Who in the world is that? Some king, potentate. Who is that? That's Wes Murphy that got saved. Couldn't even read and write his name. Amen. In the old folks' home in Salem, Arkansas. Here comes another one. Clear the road. Amen. Knocking sparks from the streets of gold. Going like the lightnings. Praise God. Star-studded steeds racing through the New Jerusalem. Amen. Who is that? Some king, potentate. Is that David? No. That was old Lazarus that was laid at the rich man's gate. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him, by this time, praise God, amen. He's like me sitting at the table talking to Havis. I never could talk to him very long, even at the dinner table, till I was wiping tears. By this time, old Nicodemus is blubbering. Amen. He's wiping tears. He's having a heart transplant. And the surgeon don't stop till he gets the job done. Amen. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. A lot of good old charismatics and fundamentals stop right there. Amen. They don't like this next verse. It's too negative. Amen. But he said, he that believeth on him is not condemned. He believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And especially this one, and this is a condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Amen. Richard was telling problems that the missionary Baptists are having, Southern Baptists are having in their convention. I don't know which one it was. Amen. Huh? Southern. Amen. But I'll tell you, one of the problems they've got with the liberals in their movement is their own doctrine. Amen. And that is, nothing can separate you from the love of God, not even yourself. And let me add, in my paraphrasal, not even false doctrine. Amen. I heard dear old J. Oliver Green preaching as I drove down the road. Never did like to hear him preach, but since he'd been dead so long and is still playing his tapes, I decided I would listen. And he told about the young preachers that came up under him that was taught the same way he was, and that had erred from the truth and lost their way. And then he stopped and he said, "Now don't misunderstand me," he said. "They're going in the same rapture that I'm going in." That's the problem right there. That's the basic difficulty. Amen. You can't never be lost. Hey, they ought to give us a little more leeway then. Amen. Instead of saying talking of tongues in tongues is of the devil and miracles is of the devil. Amen. They ought to admit that if we get saved, talking in tongues and healing the sick and casting out devils won't separate us from the love of God. They won't give us that leeway. Amen. When Ronnie Cohen came to Kansas City, reading anything they brought to him out of a socket that didn't even have an eye in it, with or without the glass eye, with his good eye taped up until a chigger couldn't crawl out from under the tape. Tape up in his hair, clear down around his neck. Amen. And then after they got done taping up his good eye, he put some more tape on it. And then he walked through the congregation without a white stick and looked right at people with that eye socket and said, "Look at that. Look at that. Look right at me with his fingers pulled out of his eyes. Look at that. An empty eye socket." And then went back to the podium with the tape on his good eye, didn't stumble, fall, walked right up the steps back to the podium. Amen. And they brought him their cards, advertisements, and he read their card and then turned over, read the notes they had on the back of it. Amen. When he got to doing that in Kansas City in his better times and his better days, amen, having such a revival at the Wyandotte Tabernacle, not Wyandotte Tabernacle, amen, I'll think of it after a while, amen, the church that Brother Gordon Mullins pastored in Kansas City, Wyandotte Tabernacle, the one that Bob Utter built, amen, having such a good revival, they got so mad they wanted to fight him. They got so mad they wanted to fight everybody else. Amen. And if God ever manifests himself in our day like he has in times past, in such reality, it will make this nominal church crowd so mad that they won't be able to take it. They've thrown our preachers in jail for practicing medicine without a license because God was healing the sick and casting out devils. Amen. This world's not geared up for Jesus to come back. I want to tell you that. Everybody talking about heaven's not going there. They wouldn't even be comfortable. If everybody talked about heaven, amen, got up there, there'd be the awfulest line of people climbing up the tree of life and jumping out in the river of life trying to commit suicide you ever saw, because they hate holiness, and heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace, and sin can never enter there. Amen. Amen. He didn't quit. Amen. He said, everyone that doeth evil hateth light. Amen. Now, Jesus, you don't have to get nosy here now. Amen. I mean, you done quit preaching and gone to meddling. Amen. Just because I didn't go to hear that preacher preach. Well, I'll tell you what. It's not what he preaches. It's the way he says it. Amen. I was talking to a man in Barberville, Kentucky, that hardly ever went to church. He went to the Baptist church and right up the road from us. And he said, I believe that man was mad at them people. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everyone that doeth evil hateth light. Neither cometh to light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Isn't it so? Amen. It's still so, isn't it? But he that doeth truth cometh to light. Yes. He still does. That his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Amen. Did old Nicodemus come to light? Was Jesus alluding to the fact that he came by night? Would there come a time that Nicodemus would come out of the closet and publicly show his colors? Yes. Yes, there would come a day when Jesus' own disciples forsook him and fled, and he was left with a weeping nucleus of women at the cross. And after he said his last dying words and cried with a loud voice, "It is finished," Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea were begging the body of Jesus. When all the rest forsook him and fled, they said publicly, "And in daylight, we'll take him. We'll be labeled as a Christian. We'll take the way of the Lord's despised few." And he walked right out in the light before all their peers. Joseph laid him in his own tomb. Nicodemus and Joseph dug down and bought hundred, some say 75. Amen. Pounds of spices, a terrific amount of spices, and wrapped him in priceless linen. Amen. And laid him in his own hewn tomb. Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea did that. I will take the way with the Lord's despised few. Amen. Amen. We don't need to quail nor sell ourselves short because it's snowing and there's a few people in the house of God. Jesus preached all these profound truths to one man. Amen. Philip left a great revival in Samaria, a big camp meeting in Samaria, and went down to preach to one Ethiopian eunuch as he drove through the Gaza Strip, hallelujah, on his way back to Ethiopia, and baptized one man after preaching to him Christ out of the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And they got so far down in the desert that Philip couldn't make it home before dark. And God picked him up supernaturally and set him down safe and sound in Azotus. He slept sound as he could sleep that night. Amen. Inside the safety of the walls. Amen. Probably the Holiday Inn of Azotus. Because God took care of him. Hey, preacher. Don't feel bashful because God don't send you to some big camp meeting. Jesus didn't preach the third chapter of John, not including the 22nd verse, to a camp meeting. He preached it to one man. Amen. And tonight, God can use you. If nothing else, mark John 3:16 and put your finger on it and show it to the next sinner that you see. Be like D.L. Moody praying. He got so carried away with the grace of God. He jumped up, run down the stairs of his apartment, tore out on the street, and the first man he met, he said, "Do you know Grace?" And he said, "Grace who?" And he proceeded to tell him about the wonderful grace of God. Amen. It makes a vilest sinner clean. Stand with me. Amen. As they sing, let's come around the altar and let's pray. Amen. God bless you and give you a safe journey home. God bless you and give you a successful witness for God. God bless you and anoint you, amen, to win souls for Christ. Praise God. We couldn't read Chinese, but we could find John 3:16 by the numbers and draw a ring around it and show it to the Chinese on the street, on the airplane. And they sighed. Amen. Said, "Yes, that is beautiful. You need to tell it to everyone, everywhere you go." Praise God. Come on. Come on. Get something from God. Amen. I'll make you want to tell it. Tell about the grace of God. Tell about the wondrous works of God. Amen. Reverence God, children. Amen. Praise God. Seek Him. Draw near to Him. Amen.